You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with one of our favorite guests, a good friend of the show, Carlos Rosso. He's the president of development over at Related Condo. Carlos, what's your title over there?
President of the Condominium Division. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, thanks for being on the show, Carlos. Really do appreciate it. There's big things happening in the condo market. Big things are afoot. You guys are making a big push into Broward and Palm Beach County, but that's not the only story. You've got Midtown going, Brickell going. Where do you want to start?
Oh, we are working. We are the leaders in development, you know, in South Florida, and we're working in every county. Obviously more focalized here in Miami-Dade, but also moving to Broward, and hopefully one day, you know, we'll start doing some condos in Palm Beach again. But right now, our main focus is Miami-Dade.
Now, you've delivered Millicento. I know that the Icon on Biscayne Bay is delivering. How's it going with your closings on those deals?
Very well. You know, we've started closings on both Icon Bay and Baltus this Monday. And the buildings look fantastic, and people are super happy, and everybody's closing. That happened in Millicento, the same that happened in Apogee Beach and Beachwalk and my Brickell. You know, people are closing, and I think people are realizing the value that Miami represents.
Now, what are the people, after they close, what are they using the condos for? Are they homesteading them? Are they leasing them out? Are they using them as second homes? I know it's a little early, but what are some of the things that you're hearing from your brokers?
A lot of people are, you know, a lot of Latin Americans have bought them as pied-à-terres or to rent them out. You know, rents in Brickell particularly are growing at a huge pace, and people really prefer to put their money into condos than into in the bank. You know, the returns that they get are probably 4 to 5 times what they get in the bank. So it's a good sort of investment for some of these buyers, and Latin Americans love it, and they had bad experiences with banks, so, you know, they're buying, they're renting them out, some of them are using them to live as pied-à-terres, and again, people, I think, are realizing the value that Miami has, particularly in Brickell, when they see what Brickell City Center is going to become, when you're going to have 11 cinemas, 500,000 square feet of retail, restaurants, Saks Fifth Avenue, And all the shops that you had to jump on a car to go to, now they're going to be at your doorsteps in Brickell. So people realize that these are great buys, and they know that it will take time to continue growing, and they're very positive. So are we.
You know, it sounds to me like you're capitalizing on the trend that's going on across the country and has been for years around the world, of the reurbanization of all the urban cores. They're becoming vertically integrated with office, retail, entertainment venues, and it sounds like you're really approaching the different market sectors as though they're almost different small cities. You know, are you seeing the same kind of impact up in the Edgewater area, on Baltus and on Icon?
Yeah, again, I think people realize, in particular in the case of Edgewater, that what is most pricey in Miami is actually water views. And to get those water views in Brickell, you know, you have to pay top dollar today, you know, over $1,000 a square foot. And when you can look at the things that we're doing in Paraíso, for example, you know, which is a really a new neighborhood that we are creating with 1,400 units, where probably 5,000 people and families are going to be living around close to 2 acres of parks with a Michael Schwartz restaurant and all, you know, surrounded by art. And they can buy with private elevators new buildings that are going to be delivered 2 years from now at, you know, close to half of what Brickell costs for similar properties. They realize that there is value. And that's what we try to do all the time. You know, at Related, we are always trying to pass on that value to the buyers.
Now, I'm sorry, Carlos, go ahead.
No.
You know, I noticed that you guys are also doing other projects in Fort Lauderdale. How is the reception going on in Fort Lauderdale?
Again, the same premises, you know, the same sort of theory, try to find value for buyers. Fort Lauderdale has the same beach, the same sand, the same ocean as South Beach or even Sunny Isles. And we found the best site in Fort Lauderdale, you know, which was the Ireland's Inn site. It's 5 acres on the ocean. It's a site that today in South Beach would be impossible to find. And we're only building 171 units on 5 acres.
Wow.
Part of the luxury is this low density that we have designed the project with. And people are responding very, very well. You know, the first tower is 80% sold. And we demolished the buildings, and we're going to start construction very soon and hopefully launch Tower 2 also very soon.
So, I love that location.
Again, at values that if they were in South Beach, they would be five times that number, you know. So we are selling at $1,000 a foot. Similar properties in South Beach, you know, luxury condominiums on the sand, you know, in projects, you know, like Edition or Faena are probably five times the price.
Yeah, but you're also offering an in-town experience. Again, even in the Fort Lauderdale location, it's close to food shopping, close to restaurants. I mean, the beachfront location is, you know, obviously beachfront. And as you said, a five-acre site in, let's call it anywhere south of the Dade-Broward County line, just isn't available on the sand anymore.
Yeah, no, and in this particular project, you know, we brought the best in hospitality. You know, Auberge is a brand that is well-known, particularly on the West Coast. We're building here a fantastic spa and a beautiful restaurant that are going to be incredible amenities for people that live in a condo, but that they feel that they're treated and get the services of a hotel.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about the buyers. I want to talk a little bit about the evolution of the market and the evolution of your product type. I only have about a minute left in this segment, Carlos, so can you stick with me for another segment to maybe give a little information right now about what your website is so people can go take a look at some of the properties?
Sure. Our website is www.relatedgroup.com. And our phone number here at the office is 305-460-9900. We have projects in all the counties and would be glad to continue talking with you.
All right. Well, Carlos, if you can stay with us, we're going to hand it over to Big D. We're going to do some commercials, sell some ads, pay for some time, and then we'll come right back and talk to you a little bit more about the changes afoot and how Related is addressing the changes in the market. We'll be back with Carlos Rosso, the man for condos at Related Group, after this short break. D, take it away.